Now, broadcasting live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it's time for your breaking news from station UPTT at 5 o'clock. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in. Today's top story is new politicians take office in city council. A local man has a change of fortune when he unexpectedly wins the lottery. But first, we'll start with a special report from Lisa Smith on an important issue many children, families, and schools are dealing with.
As Mark mentioned, today we're talking about oppositional defiant disorder, or more commonly referred to as ODD. This very important topic affects children and their families. Your child or student may have ODD if they often have temper tantrums, show anger and aggression, and argue with adults. Other ways these children will act are that they do not like to follow directions and sometimes break rules on purpose. They can also be stubborn, as they are never willing to give in and give up on a fight. All of these behaviors make these children hard to deal with. There is not one specific cause known for ODD. According to psychologists, ODD may occur in families with a history of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, more commonly known as ADHD. The Surgeon General explains that family factors such as lack of child supervision, poor quality child care, and family instability may also contribute to the development of ODD. Additionally, information shows that from one-third up to as many as one-half of children diagnosed with ADHD will also be diagnosed with ODD. ODD is a mental health condition that is most often detected in infants, children, and adolescents. American psychologists find that out of every 100 kids, 2 to 16 of them will have ODD. Furthermore, this problem is seen more with young children who are very active and have temper tantrums. Many of you still may be asking, well, how do I know if my child or student has a disorder? Well, for most children, ODD is a difficult disorder to diagnose because it is behaviorally based. There is no particular test to determine if a child has a disorder or does not. Because of this, mental health specialists base their diagnosis on specific standards. Mainly, ODD is recognized because it causes repeated and large interruptions in the child's life at home and at school. It also must be happening for at least 6 months. More boys than girls have ODD before puberty, but both genders have it equally after puberty. Furthermore, ODD may be a first step to the more severely disobedient conduct disorder if not treated correctly. If you are living or working with a child who has this disorder, you already know that children with ODD can be very difficult and challenging. These children do not like to be told what to do. In addition, they are unwilling to cooperate with adults or peers and demonstrate continual stubbornness. In some cases, these children can become forceful and aggressive toward particular adults. When confronted with their actions, children with this disorder often claim that they are just being asked to do something unreasonable. In other words, they blame other people for their own mistakes. One thing parents and teachers must not do is blame themselves and think the child just doesn't like them. These symptoms are seen in multiple settings, including home and school. When the non-cooperation begins to get in the way of a child's day-to-day functioning, then they may be recommended for diagnosis of this disorder. Now that you know what ODD looks like and how to recognize it, let's explore how we can help children with this disorder. Both medicine and counseling are valid treatments for children with ODD. Sometimes, the most helpful methods are a mixture of the two therapies. However, treatments are most helpful when made to fit the particular child and their family. The first styles of treatment we'll discuss are counseling methods. American psychologists suggest that teaching children how to problem solve and then teaching good parenting skills are the most effective together. In parent training programs, parents learn how to deal with their child's behavior and how to settle disagreements. As always, treatment should be personalized to the child. Factors considered are age, severity, and situation. Other family interventions include family therapy sessions. Families with a defiant child usually have more arguments and lack positive communications. To help these issues, the whole family is taught how to deal with the stress of ODD and ways to handle stress and difficulties within the family. Certain medications may also be used to treat symptoms of ODD. What the general population should know is that there is no single medication specifically formulated to treat ODD. However, medication may be used to treat specific symptoms or to treat the coexisting conditions of ODD. So, for example, a medication used to treat symptoms of ADHD may be utilized to treat the symptoms of the child's coexisting disorder of ADHD. I hope that this special news segment has given you a better understanding of a mental health disorder that has affected or may affect your lives. People dealing with ODD need to understand that they are not alone. ODD is affecting many lives across the nation. Even so, remember, when treatment plans are tailored to the child and followed closely by all involved, the situation can become easier for everyone. If you are interested in further information, please visit our website for more details about this disorder. You can also find additional links for dealing with the oppositional defiant child in your life. Again, thank you for tuning in. This has been Lisa Smith reporting on oppositional defiant disorder. The material in this podcast came from several sources. These resources include, 1, Children with Oppositional Defiant Disorder, Facts for Family and Oppositional Defiant Resource Center, by the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychology. 2, Diagnostic and Statistic Manual of Mental Health Disorder, 4th edition, by the American Psychiatric Association. 3, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, a Comprehensive Textbook, by Melvin Lewis. 4, Other Mental Health Disorders in Children and Adolescents, by the Surgeon General. And 5, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, by the National Institute of Mental Health.